Blog Talk Radio.
This is the kid. Calls me 59 days in a row, wants to be a player. Ought to be a picture of you in the dictionary on our persistence, kid. Yeah. Now listen, Jerry, I'm looking for negative control, okay?
Good afternoon, traders. Welcome to another podcast on blogtalkradio.com. Traders Network Live. I'm up $5,000 plus for the week. Will I trade tomorrow? I don't know. But I'm your host with the most, Michael Hall, a.k.a. the Wolf of Wall Street, a.k.a. Mr. Steal Your Girl, Mr. Wall Street. So, what's this podcast about today? It is about hanging back, just chilling, doing some scans, look at what's hot in the market during power hour. Right now, I'm eyeing about two stocks. One is CNAT, and the other one is OREX. And I also like AMD. It's a nice $2 plus stock. It's up some change, but the volume, though, it's big, big, big volume. I want to find out why. There's some other ones that are popping on my scan, which is SGYP. They're 5%, 4 million shares traded. Also, I banked really nice today in my TVIX. I got in at 170 with over 26,000 shares. Got out today around 183. So, 13 cents. I wanted more, but I saw it was starting to pull back some. I had a trailing stop in anyway at 180, but I wanted to get more than 10 cents, and I got it. So, it's a good week so far. I want to finish the month strong. I would love to get 10 grand for the month, but right now, I'm happy with the 5K. That's just this week. Plus, all the gains that I had the last few weeks. But I want a runner, though. I really thought this was just going to gap up higher at the open, but it went as high as 189. It received a lot of resistance, and the SPY started to come back up some. So, as you know, the stock moves on the volatility, downward volatility. And at the time, the SPY was starting to uptrend, and some people who don't understand how the stock works, they're trading like a normal stock. And you're just taking profit. You can't blame taking profit, though. So I'm not mad about that. It's just you should really know more how this stock actually works. We could have got a lot more today. We could have saw $2 today if people were taking profits, 10-cent gains. But they'll learn over time how this actually works. We could have got a lot more today. I know that for a fact. But they're taking profit. They're probably new to the game. Or you saw how the stock's been trading recently. A lot of falling knives. So I'm not too mad. Just learn how the stock works a little more, guys. So don't be taking profit at 10, 15 cents. We could have got 20, maybe even 30 cent gains on this. But it's okay. I let it slide. I am looking to get back in, though. Just don't know when. Maybe today. Maybe tomorrow. Maybe Monday. I don't know. But I'm going to take a look at it in the next few minutes. Just, I find some other things to trade. Let's take a look at today's watch list, guys. Just gotta find it. Alright. We're gonna take a look at EXXI, Rex, and Net. That is NET. NETE. Oh, wow, that's up nice. It's up 3% plus on over a million shares traded. Let's just see where this opened up at. Let's go over to barchart.com and let's break this down, guys. I always love it when I pick a stock that works out really well. Sometimes I don't trade everything I'm talking about, But some of my students and trainers, they can get involved in this stuff because all they do is pick winners. You know, some people say it all the time, but I actually could back it up. My track record is humongous. So, see, I'm what you call old school trainer. I don't go by the charts. I go by level 2 and also an old strategy that really nobody uses anymore. It's called reading. You should Wikipedia that. Reading the tape. I should do a webinar on reading the tape. It's an old strategy that nobody uses anymore. Okay, it opened up at 128. Went up to high as 137. Now it's more 133. It's a nice trending chart. Nice trending day. Extremely above average. Only 500,000 plus is the average for that. Let's look at the detailed quote. Let's see how it's going. Not as big as yesterday, volume-wise, but it's still nice. Gave us a nice pop. That's what we look for, though. All right, let's go to the next one. Excuse me, guys. Let's look at Seed. Seed's a tricky stock. Some days it's great, some days it sucks. It depends how it's kind of hard to read. All right, it gapped up. I was going for the, hopefully it was going to open up lower, the 171. I was kind of hoping for the 137 open, like I had it the other day, and then go back up, but it opened up at 168. High at 170, low at 148, now it's 158. I was kind of hoping for a 137 open and go back up to the 170s. It didn't happen. It's all right. But the way I was talking, how to trade it anyway, look for a drop, then look for a pop. So now let's go for EXXI. I actually want to get back into this, guys. I love oil. I'm an oil fiend. It's one of my favorite oil stocks. It's trading nice today, up 5% plus. 418 open. High of 426. That's $4.414. The close was at 393, so it kind of gapped up some. This should open up in the $3 range for you guys. But the low is $4, so you could be up 14 cents right now. But, I think this is more of a stronger buy below $4, like $3.90-ish, $3.80. I feel 100% comfortable taking a large position at $3.80. I'm waiting for this to come back down. The next one was another oil stock, which is Rex, REXX. 435. Previous close is 416. High of 448, now it's 418, the low is 411. So again, they're gapping up. The lows are pretty low enough where you can make I am back. Sorry about that, guys. Good old Frontier. What the hell? Why am I volume higher? Here we go. Telling you. Pretty soon, Comcast Business Class will have these damn problems. Alright. So now we're going to look at TVIX. 179, 180. I would love for this to go back lower. We're going to check out SPY real quick. As I eat some Reese's Pieces. And sip on my Arnold Palmer juice. Oh. You guys are into like frozen pizzas. They sell these in your store. I strongly suggest you to try these out. Sometimes they come fresh in the deli department, like a little prepared foods area, but try your frozen section first. the hell? Okay. The podcast started playing back on me. I hate when that happens. But, if they're not in your frozen section, check in your, like, your deli-like prepared foods area. Screaming Sicilian pizza. I'm telling you guys. Screaming Sicilian pizza. This shit's unbelievable. I kid you not. I'm telling you. I want sponsors. And I want food sponsors. Alright. So, we're going back to TVIX. I like this at 170, even below 170. I want to get back in. But right now, I'm going to check out the SPY. We'll see how the SPY is doing today. Because that moves the market. It's down, but it's not down like it was yesterday. If this can go down like triple digits, right now it's at 0.11, and we can go like 1.11 or even higher. We can see a crazy run, which I don't want that to happen because I don't want to miss the run. But just to see how it really goes, how it moves. Yeah, I think my next webinar, which is going to be Wednesday, which I'm going to make the webinar today. I'm going to start marketing it out. It's good about reading the tape, because it's a really lost art. You can't, because reading the tape is so much involved into it. If you could read level 2, you could read the tape. The tape shows you where there's support levels, the secret in the stock, where it won't show up on a chart, but you just know it's there, and so much more. It's something new I could teach you guys. That I use every day. Because I know the chart patterns I look for. Once I find the patterns, I just trade the stocks. I know the pattern it's in. I know the move it's going to make. But I base everything off level 2 and reading the tape. Email. Okay. Let's read us a quick email, guys. I'll be right back to you. So pretty much, you get a better view of reading the tape, but pretty much with institutional traders. Those are like pretty much like investment firms. And so on, how they actually play the market. You're just spotting stuff that won't show up on a chart. Because when you do all-nothing orders, it doesn't show up on the screen. So it's not going to really show on the chart. You just know it's there. When you see big orders come in a stock, write them down. Write them down at the price and the market maker. Because on the screen, like, say with TVIX, the market makers, you have EG, DE, NY, NQEX, BATY, BATS, which is one of the biggest exchanges, market maker exchanges in the country, in the world, EDGX, BOST, so many more, UBS. Vert, Knight. These are just market makers that provide a market for these stocks with bids and asks. So when you have a big, right here, 181, 20,000 shares just came in at TVIX. Right now, the stock is going to pull back right now because it has to fill this order. So we're going to see the stock come down to the 180 range. Right now it's at 1.805. See, it's at almost 180. But it's not 181. Because every time a big order comes in, the stock is going to pull back. Every time. See, now a bunch of shorts are covering right now. At 1.805. even though it's not on the screen, like a bid for like $1.85, but it's there. It's what reading the tape is going to show you. See, now you got like $1.80.27. Now it's $1.80.99. These are like half orders. They're not quite $1.81, but they're there. You can place, if you trade with a direct access broker, you can do orders like these. Some retail brokers won't allow you to do trades like this. But if you trade direct access, you can do this. You can do like 181.1 or 181.2. You can make half orders. Or you're dealing with fractions. How the market really used to be. You can do this stuff when you're dealing with direct access, because you're just dealing with the market makers itself. See, now you have the 180. Every time a huge order comes in, it's gonna trigger shorts covering. It's gonna pretty much trigger sales, and the stock's gonna pull back. And then, out of nowhere, it'll just correct itself. It'll be right back at 181, or it might flash even higher. So it's great to see a big order come in on the ask, but that just automatically is gonna pull back the price. Which I call this the flush. Which is a really good time to get in. Because the orders are going to open up even bigger when you're going to have a nice size liquidity come out. Where it's going to allow you to get in huge and just get ready for the correction. Where it's just going to go back to where it was. 179s are up now. Because big orders were coming out. That was starting to flash. So now the market makers are changing their orders. They're lowering their asks. They're lowering their bids and everything. So let's see what happens. Kind of hope this goes to 170. If this goes to 170, I might add some. I might get back in big. Daniel, welcome to the podcast. Do I like Rex right here? I don't know. Let me take a look real quick. Just kind of doing something, but it's all right. No. Don't like it at all. I actually prefer EXXI over Rex. I would wait. Hope that helps you. I want to buy right now. I'll wait for Monday. Relax for the weekend. See how the market works and over the rest of the day and tomorrow. And buy on Monday. Start the week off fresh. Start the week right. Get ready to go to the next month to kick some ass. That's what I would do. Go back to TVIX so we can go back to reading the tape. Alright. See, now it's back to 180, 181. See, you could have got in 179 with some nice chunk of chairs. Nice good chunk. And it's just going to correct itself. Pretty soon it's going to be 181 bid with the 182 ask. And you're going to be up a few cents. You're going to go forward. That's how it works. That's how you read the tape. Right now, 25,000 shares just came in at 181 again. And it's going to do the same thing over again. It's just going to pull back. 95% of the time, this is what happens. There's time where it'll just keep on chugging along. If there's more buy rate that comes in. But mostly the market makers have to lower it because they have to fill everything. Because with every buy, there's a sell. With every sell, there's a buy. Has to be filled. Now shorts is covering again. Same thing's gonna happen again. Big orders come in, shorts cover. If you're looking at your time in sales, when it's white like that, those are shorts covering. Green's buy, red sell. Grayish, whitish color is shorts covering. Almost fell off my chair. Dropped a peanut butter cup. Here you go, get one of these half orders. Like, $1.80036 and so on. This is why I prefer trading with the direct access broker over your traditional retail broker accounts like E-Trade, Ameritrade, Scottrade. Nothing wrong with those brokers, but they don't allow you a direct access. Some people don't know what direct access is. Like TD Ameritrade, when you place a bid, like a limit order, they show your order like to everybody in the world before they even decide to send your order in. It's not direct access. Some people think they're getting the best offer, but you're not. Ameritrade sucks like that. You're not getting the best offer. Some people think like Think and Swim is awesome because the charting software looks great. It's not. It's terrible. The execution on that stuff is so slow compared to direct access brokers. You might think you're being filled in a few seconds, but you're not. Your order is being shown to everybody before it's even filled. So there's people jumping in front of you. The market maker's doing his crap before he does his or shit. See, me, I can go directly to the market maker, the access. I can place half orders, fractions on the dollar. I can play around with the market makers. Say now the ask is 181. I can come right now and do 180, like 0.5 on the ask if I wanted to. I'd be ahead of the line. And I wouldn't be on the bid either. Down here, there's a huge 1, 2, 3, 4 orders with 100 shares each at 172. That's a crack of shit. I bet you those are at least 5 to 10,000 shares each at 174. As soon as 174 pops up on the screen, if it does, all those 172s will be 174s. Excuse me. I'm just reading the tape, learning how it works. I'm still waiting for confirmation with the next company will be coming on for an interview. I should know by tomorrow or Monday or probably sometime next week. I plan on having some time in the middle of the month. I'm going to try to do one interview per month or more. I just don't want any company to come on. I want a company that has a good product line that actually has a chance to be something huge in the next 6 to 9 months. I just don't want to interview anybody. But if you're an entrepreneur, I would interview any entrepreneur. When it comes to companies, though, it's got to be good. You're going to have a good outlook in the next 6 to 9 months. Right now, we're at 179 again. There it is. Another 20,000 shares just came in at 180. Now we're going to see a whole bunch of sells. Come here, he goes. All the shorts are covering now. 179. Here's 179.5 now. See, when I was a younger trader, I used to get so pumped up. I'm back, guys. Sorry about that. It's raining here in Connecticut. That could be causing my connection issues. I know a lot when it rains, my internet lags. Good old Frontier. Like I was saying, when I was a younger trader, I used to see big orders come in on the ask. I used to get so pumped up. I thought this thing was going through the moon. But those big orders can mean a lot of things. Those could be things. Somebody going short right there with a huge order, because when you short, you do buy. You're borrowing the shares at a higher price. And when the stock goes down, you cover. So that could mean a lot of things when a big order comes in. But as I got really good at my craft and actually learned what I was doing, I realized when a big order comes in, it's going to pull back. because it has to be filled. I actually learned what the market makers did and how they work, and learned how to read level 2, and learned how to read what the bid and ask do with everything, and how to read the tape. So see all these buys at 179, now it's the bids at 178. Now it's about to go 180, 179 in a couple seconds. This is how it works. Big orders come in and has to pull back. Not because something's wrong with the stock, just because it's how the market makers work. Here's a sell at $25 a share on 178. Could go lower, but I don't think so. That sell right here just covered that buy that came in recently. Just gotta learn how to read the tape. Like I said, the 180 is here again. 179 bid, 180 ask. I saw it coming. Would you see that coming if you just read the chart? No. Because your chart is so showing bullish trend. It doesn't matter if the chart's live. Charts really lie in trade trading. All they show is a bullish trend. They're not showing the actual tape. This is where a lot of traders get caught up and get trapped. You can call me old school. You can call me a dinosaur. But at the end of the day, my bank accounts will be bigger than yours. Just saying. It's about 100,000 shares at 179. That's just gonna bleed through real quick. So now these newbies, they don't know what to do right now. So they bought 200 shares and they're selling 200 shares, and they're freaking out right now because they see the thing teetering because it's staying in this range. They actually could have bought a lot cheaper. Now let's do another scan and see how the scans are coming out. Let's see what's going. CNAT. I like it. It's up 24%. It's a $7 stock. 12 million-ish value. But, I like it better if it was a $4 stock. I hate buying a $7 stock. The last one I bought was Frontier. I made out on it, but I like my capital going into stocks that are $2, $3, $4, sometimes $5, sometimes $1. But there's a stock possibly for tomorrow that quite up, but the volume's coming in. It's a maybe buy, which is a CRIS. RDNT, I like that also. It's an $8 stock. It's light volume. Maybe the market's about to happen. Maybe. I remember that stock when I used to trade a lot lower, and we used to trade crazy volume. Jive. I remember Jive with $2, now it's at $5. Holy shit. This is one of my other older favorites. They ain't doing shit anymore. CYTR. I used to be my dog right there. Nothing really stands out. Nothing at all. BlackBerry's up nice, though. But about to get rid of my BlackBerry and go to an iPhone, because I want a Snapchat. You can't Snapchat with the BlackBerry phone. Because you realize all the apps are made. They're all made for Android and Apple devices. You can't use any apps when it comes to a BlackBerry phone. But I have a phone call. I'll be right back, guys. I gotta take this. All right, guys. I am back in action. All right. It's 3:37 p.m. Let's see what TVX is doing now. It's at 176 now. The reason why, the orders had to be filled. So when big orders come in, the stock's automatically just going to pull back in price. But give it a few minutes, it will correct itself, and it will just bounce up back where it was. You see a whole bunch of orders come in on the ask. Then the ask will become the bid price, and it will have a new ask. I guarantee you 178 will be on the ask in a few seconds. This is how it works. Are you in, Dan, are you in TVIX? Oh my god, did you get in, bro? Oh, you got in? Always ask me before you buy anything, man. I'm out already. I got out at 183. I took my money and ran like a bitch. What price did you get in at? You bought a 189. That was the high, man. It couldn't even break that. You love buying right at the top, don't you? All right, man. Let's look at this real quick. Let's see where this can go. Yeah, that was the high during the pre-market, and that was high just during the day. It could not break that 189. That 189 mark was like, you ain't going nowhere, TVIX. You're staying right here. Because a lot of people who got into this yesterday actually just sold today. They were just thinking it was like a normal stock. You're up like 10 cents, 15 cents. Okay, time to get out. Time to go on. But it doesn't work like this. The downward volatility in this could have brought this to easily to $2 today. Maybe even higher. But just because these new people were like, oh, I'm up already. Let me sell. They don't understand how it works. So you're right at the top of 189, man. You go higher. Don't get me wrong. Because we know how this runs. But you're right at the top, man. If the SPY declines in price, I would say, yeah, but the SPY's coming back. It declined for a day and a half, like on Tuesday and yesterday. I don't see the SPY declining anymore for this week. It came out pretty nice. Let me go to it real quick. Now it's at 0.19. It was at 0.43 before, so it's coming back up. That's why, also, this is why TVX is kind of pulled back in price on. Now it's what? That's why it's at, like, what, 177? 178? Okay, I told you, 179, 178 is coming back. Yeah, you're waiting too long to get in. You're like buying right at the top. Oof, that's a tough one, man, because I couldn't break that all day. That 189, I was just stuck there. Let's see how this trades for the next 20 minutes. Can we get a close above 180. Everything's going higher right now. Bids and asses are going higher right now. Yeah. don't. You should just go down to Spider-Man, like, kill the server, man. Like, put a virus in the server. I shouldn't say that. Government, feds, I don't take me for real. I did not just say that. I don't want the black helicopters flying around. We got about 400,000 shares of ETH through at 179. Yeah, I know it shouldn't be this low. I know it's it should have traded a lot higher today, but the people who got in like yesterday and the day before, they're treating this like a normal stock, which TVX is not a normal stock. Reason why it's down. Well, it's still up technically, but it's down for people who got in today because we should be at $2 plus with the amount of shares and everything. But people were selling, getting like their small gains because they're thinking like this is a normal stock, which kind of pissed me off earlier. I was doing earlier today at the gym and whatnot, and I was like, why the fuck? Why are you not going above 189? Pre-market should have been a 190 for the amount of buying it had pre-market. And we should have at least saw 210 today. Maybe even higher. And it didn't happen. So I was like, okay. I had a trailing stop in anyway. So just in case it hit 180, I was going to get pretty much took it out. With a 10 cent profit. I was like, you know what? I want more than 10 cents. So I got 13 cents. So I got on 183. Not that bad. I could have had 189 or 185, but at that point, I wanted more. I was like, I need it. I was just certain we would have saw like $1.90, maybe $1.95 at the most at that time. But hey, shit happened. So I profited. So I'm not mad or anything, but I wanted more. Yes, I am a greedy son of a bitch. So let's see what happens. Right now, it's back to 177, 178. It's having a hard time getting back to 180. There's a lot of shares triggering, a lot of shorts covering. A lot of shorts are covering right now. There's banking right now. Some buys are coming in. 179 is about to pop up real quick. We should see 179 in 2 seconds. There's 179. There we go. I am a level 2 genius. Well, you should have got in during the day. Or you should have got in, like, right now. Like, right now is a good time to buy. If you haven't got in yet, like, right now, it's pretty good. Like that 170 range. But, 189, that's like right at the top. How many shares you get? You get your normal 1,000 shares? Rex, I would stay away from that right now. Man. I would wait and see how it trades. I would look more towards EXXI just because that has more volatile runs. But I would wait till Monday. I would wait till Monday on that. See how it trades. See how both trade tomorrow and trade Monday. And pick the best one probably before the close on Monday or on Tuesday morning. Pick the one you feel like the best with. That's my advice on that. I would wait right now. The market's going to go tomorrow. The market can go in the tank tomorrow. We don't know. Nobody knows. So, but right now, it's too high right now. Even if it goes higher, it's too risky of a buy. After hours on TVIX, we should see above 180 if it doesn't close above 80 right now. It can't keep that 179. it's a shares that's coming hard right now. Somebody just sold 13,500 shares at 177. We got to fill that. We're going lower, guys. There comes all the shorts covering right now. 1,000 share blocks and so on at 177.5. Here's 177 sells. Here's 176. Like I said, guys, big orders come in. It's a must. Have to lower it to cover it. I'm telling you right now, once you guys learn how to read level 2 and read the tape like me, you will see a better justification when they actually get in a stock. Because if you're trying to flip this right now, this would be the perfect time to buy right now. Buy right into the flush. Because that's when the liquidity comes out. That's when you get a chance to get a whole bunch of shares. Because big orders are coming, right? Okay, 177, 12,000 share buy. We're going to go lower again. You might see 175. Okay. Technically, at 60,000 shares right there at 177, we have to go lower to cover that. Buys come in, but it's not good if you're already holding the stock, because the stock's going to go lower. And the more sells it has, the more big buys come in, the more sells, big sells come in, it has to go lower to fill it. It'll correct itself eventually and come back out to where it belongs. But it will go lower again every time it happens. That's why the best time to get in a stock when it's already at its bottom, going on the way up. The reason why? You get that short cover, and you can ride that wave. Right now, it's already at the top, where you're getting the people getting out, so you get down, you get blitzed from there, and you get blitzed by the short covers, and so on. But it's still going to set up for a good week next week, I believe. Let's see what's on the screen right now. 176 are up there big. Those 172s are still there. Those will be 176s. The 170s will be 172s in a few. Look over here. 177 ask. 178s are starting to pop back up. We're about to make a move. 177 is going to be the bid. 178 is going to be the ask. And we're looking for a close on 180. Or above. No, man, don't give up. Never give up, Dan. Don't take a loss. With this type of a stock, man, just put a stop loss in. You can put a stop loss in now, can't you? Does Ameritrade let you do that? So you don't have to worry about losing your shirt. You're down what? What, 10 cents? You're down what, 11, 12 cents? You can't put a stop in and say like 170. That's a big range. I would have put it at 180, but if you could put it at 170, at least you know you can't go below 170, and you can manage your trade from there. If you know what you're doing on the platform, just call them up, ask to speak to a broker, and be like, listen, I would love to place a stop loss on this. Put it at this price, and it'll give you a better manage. Even though that's a big loss you're giving yourself, and if it hits 170 from 189, at least you know you can't go below the 180. At least you know you can't go below the 170, so you can manage your trade from there. Then after that, you're just gonna try to manage how you're gonna sell. At least you don't have to worry anymore about the losing part, because you already know how much you're gonna lose. It's set in stone once you have the stop loss in place. Then once the stock goes up, call them back up and place a trailing loss, pretty much a trailing stop, so you can lock profits in. I recommend all those things because it's all about risk management. And if this stuff's not listed with your broker on the platform, call them up. Like, listen, I got to do this. So do it. Because at the end of the day, they're working for you. You ain't working for them. They bitch at you, but listen, I go to E-Trade right now, motherfucker. Like, I take my 10 grand and, whoa, I don't need you. Bye, Felicia. You know? Gotta show who's boss. The 183s are coming up on the level 2. So you let out 182s, 183s. I see a block of 177s. We're now 176, 177. I like to see an uptick from here. And I don't know. But seriously, though, call your broker. Get a stop loss in place at 170. So you know you can't go below that. Because my stop losses, I place them so tight, I'm only willing to lose 5, 6 cents. I'm not willing to lose any more than that. Because I buy so many shares. So I'm always looking up. 40,000 shares just came in at 176. I sell 40,000 shares. We got to fill that because 10,000 just came in on the ask. So you only got to fill 30,000 of those shares. Holy shit. Probably go back to 175. Yeah, always with big buys in this range, write them down. Get a little pad of paper, just write down the amount of shares and price. So in case you're in this stock, and the stock starts to come back up, you know when the selling's going to happen because you know how many shares you're in at this price range. 178 is about to come back up on the screen because a lot of buying coming at 177. There we go. Uptick right here. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 178. The 177 are staying. People are just trying to get out right now. They're just trying to get what they can. Big orders are coming in. 12,000, 10,000 at 177. We might have a small little pullback before we go back up to 178. Have to fill those orders. I'm back. I lost connection again. I don't know why, but the 177, they're staying there. There's buys are just coming in right now. We're so close to 178. 178s are up now. Now all those sells, we just had a 177, all those buys, and now sells. You gotta love how the market works. Now we need a run in the 178. There's about 3 minutes left. I would love a close at 180 or above. That'd be a new high. If we closed yesterday at what? 178? We can close at 180. That's a new high. That's a new close high. It will show good strength for tomorrow. But we got a lot of shares at ETH to get to that. A lot. I don't think we're going to get to that because there's like a million shares on 177. We're hitting 177 right now. We're halves right now. We're on 176.5, 176.2. We're not even hitting 177. 18,000 shares is fucking sold off at 176. Come on. People are just dumping shares. I hate people who don't know how to trade. This should be literally a 1-5. There's 90 seconds left in my show. Thank you guys for showing up, listening to another great podcast on blogtalkradio.com, Traders Network Live. I'm going to be doing a lot of work today on YouTube. pretty much going to make a nice little channel. My channel's there, but I'm actually going to make a name for it. Got some nice, good banners. And I'm going to grow it right now. I have like 12 subscribers on YouTube. That's not a lot. But considering I'm not really marketing out that page, I kind of like that. I'm close to 1,000 views. I think I have around like 550, 600 views, I believe. With the amount of videos I have, it's not saying too much because that's only the overall views, but I'm going to grow the page. And it's going to be a nice hub for students and potential students to learn. We're not closing at 178 or 179 or 180. It's just 174. Those big orders had to be filled. Dan, I strongly suggest a stop loss at 170. Got the sells out of the way. There's 10 seconds left in the show, 10 seconds left in the market. Thank you guys for coming. As always, let the trading gods be with you.
because of a bunch of score. He distracted me. Oh, yeah. He distracted me. I'm not even mad. Look, I'm not even mad. What, you want to kiss me? Shit, now we're going to play real.
Woo!
That's serious, Papa. He does not speak to me. Yeah, yeah. Look at what you're doing. These in my pants of donuts.
Yeah.
Thank you.